Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We are now in Masechet Bava Kama Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph at the top of the Amud, and we are about to take a look at the fourth Mishnah in the third Perek. Shnei Kadarin Shayu Machin Achze Acharze. This continues the theme that we've been dealing with of collisions. Two people carrying pots, two potters who were walking one in, after the other in line. We need Kala Rishon, we're following Kala Sheni Barishon. The first one slipped and fell, and the second one fell into him. Harishon Chayav Nizkei Sheni. The first one is liable for the damages caused to the one in back of him. Now, Amar B'Yochanan, Lo Teimam Nitin Rameyorhi, Damrin Kaposhehu V'Chayav. Don't maintain, and we used this Gemara earlier to demonstrate Rabbi Yochanan's position, but don't maintain that our Mishnah is only in accord with Reb Meir, who says nitkal poshe. I remember when somebody breaks something, they're the responsible for it. Same way when the guy fell, he's a poshe. Halafil Rabbanan da amri onusu patur hachachayav. Why? Shayo lamod v'lo amad. The fellow in front, even according to Rabbanan, is liable because he should have stood up and gotten out of the way in time, and he didn't. Rabbi Yitzchak amar afilu teima lo hayalu lamod. He says even if he didn't have a chance to get up. He should at least turn around and said to the guy, stop, I fell. And he didn't do that. So he's liable. Rabbi Yochanan disagrees and says only in a circumstance where he had the opportunity to stand up is he liable, because if not, he was so busy trying to get up that he didn't have a chance to warn the Tarid. All right, let's see. Tanan haya bal kor arishon aval chavit acharon. This is later on if the if two people were walking. And one of them is carrying a board, which is the mazik. The other is carrying a pitcher, which is the nizak. And the board carrier is first. And the guy in back with the pot rams into him. Nishvarah chavit bakora patur. The guy's patur. Mamad bal korah chayav. But if he stood still, in other words, nobody fell here, but if the guy in back walked too fast and ran into him, so the guy in front is patur. But if the guy in front just stopped suddenly, then the guy in back is chayav. My love, Shamal the Katef to Orchehu. Aren't we talking about a guy who stopped to fix his load, which is normal in Rishut Rabim, and nonetheless he's liable? Tani Chayav, why Dehave Leila Hazir, which means even when you don't necessarily have the opportunity to move out of the way, or to stand and get up, nonetheless you still have the responsibility to warn the guy, which supports Rav Nachman Yitzchak. Look, Shamal Afush, we're talking about a situation where he stood just to take a rest, which is not the normal thing in Rishut Rabim, and that's why he's Chayav. What happens if he stood up, if he stopped in order to reorganize his pack and get a better hold on it? Then patur. Then he's exempt. This is Rabbi Yochanan, of course, because that's a fully acceptable stop in Rishut Rabim, and we can't, and we're not going to hold him liable for not warning the guy in back of him. So Adatani Seif Marlo Labala Chavita Mod Patur, but in the end of that Mishnah, which we'll deal with in the next podcast, if he turned to the guy in back of him and said, stop, then he's liable, then he's exempt. Leaflog Valit Nibidida, we should add to that the following. Madvar Moring Shamal Lafush. This is only if he stood to rest. Malda Katev Patur, but if he stood to adjust his pack, in any case, it's Patur. The answer, why doesn't it say that? Again, supporting Rachem Bar Yitzchak. Hakamashwan de Fagavda Madlafush is teaching you that even when he stopped inappropriately, he kamarlo balchavitamod patur, as long as he warned the guy, he's patur. But when he stopped appropriately, even without warning him, he's patur. Alright, that's again to support Rabbi Yochanan. Toshma kadarin vazagagin, potters and glaziers, shayumalchin zacharze, they're walking in the street, not necessarily one of each, but people with fragile instruments. He'd call Rishonan a fall, the first guy slipped and fell. The second guy slipped on the first, the third and the second is a little Keystone Cops scenario. Rishon chayav nizkei sheni, v'sheni chayav nizkei shlishi. So everybody is liable for the person that fell into them. In other words, the first person who fell is liable for the guy who fell into him, and he's liable for the guy who fell into him. V'machmat rishon naflu, but if they all fell because of the first guy, then rishon chayav nizkei kulam. He's responsible for all of them with no middleman. But if each guy warned, said, I fell, and the other guy didn't pay attention, then everybody's patur. Now, that's the brayta. My love, shalaya lehem lamod, aren't we talking about a case where they didn't have a chance to get up, but they're still liable because they should have warned each other, supporting Rav Nachman Yitzchak. Lo, shalaya lehem lamod. No, we're talking about a case where they did have the opportunity to stand up and get out of the way, and they didn't. That's why they're liable, supporting Rav Yochanan. Valoya lehem lamod, my patur. What's the din if they didn't have a chance to get up? Then they'd be patur. So Yachia, Tani said, Mizir Zed Zep Patur. So why at the end when it said if they warned each other that Patur, add to that, Liflug Vin Indubididab, Medvar Mamurim, Shalahim Lamud. Why don't you add and say that's only if they had a chance to stand up? Vayalem lamor, if they didn't have a chance to stand up, even if they didn't warn each other, p'turin. The answer is Hakamashlan if Agav the Hayalahem Lamod, even though they had a chance to stand up, his heroes had Zep Turin. They're still Potter, even if they had a chance to stand up and didn't take that opportunity, as long as they warned each other. Alright, so again, we have not determined between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Nachman and Yitzchak, which is the appropriate level of exemption here. A ranger exemption. Amarava Rishon Chai Veniske Sheni. Now, talking about that last Braita, or talking about our Mishnah, that the first guy is liable for the damages to the guy in back of him, Beimeniz ke gufo, Beimeniz ke mamono. Now the question is, what does this mean? And it's going to lead to some confusion later on in the Gemara. So for right now, we'll read that the first one is liable whether he hurts with his body or whether he hurts with his kelim. Shenichei abeniz ke shlishi, but the second guy is liable for the guy in back of him. This is now going back to the Braita with the glaziers. Beniz ke gufo, avalo beniz ke mamono. He's only liable if you hurt him with his body, but not with his wares. So in other words, the first guy fell, and the second guy bumped into either the body of the first guy, or the glass, or the pot of the first guy. First guy's liable. But the second guy who fell, if the third guy falls into him, if he falls into his body, he's chayav. But if he bumps onto his, glass, or pots, or something, he's exempt. Now, let's see. Mimanafshach. Either way, well, you have to pick a position and stick with it. Inid kal posheya hu, if a guy who falls is called a posheya, for anybody who falls into him, then sheni nami l'chayev, the second guy should also be chayev for the third guy falling into him in total. Inid kal av posheya hu, if not, then afilu rishon nami l'pater, the first guy should also be exempt. So the answer is as follows. Rishon vadai posheya hu, if we hold the position inid kal posheya, the first guy is certainly posheya. Or if we alternatively take the position that everyone here had a chance to get up and didn't, or at least had a chance to warn and didn't, each according to the various Amorayim, then he's a posheya. Sheni, why is the second guy only liable for the damages he does to the third guy? Agufo. Because agufo machayev, why? Either he should have stood up or should have warned, however you want to read it. Amamono patur, but he's patur for damages done by his property. Why? Damar lehai bir alavana karite. Basically, it's nizke bor. And I didn't make this bor, I fell on this other guy. So, meiteve, let's see if this holds up. Kulan chayavin al nizke gufan, upturin al nizke mamonan. We have a comment on our vet brayta that says they're all liable for nizke haguf, and they're all exempt for nizke mamon. Which again, we don't know whether nizke mamon here means damage done to their property or damage done by their property. So let's see, ma lava filu rishon, doesn't that even include the first guy, which goes against Rava, who said that the first guy's liable for nizke mamon and not the rest? So lo, levad mi rishon. It said all of them, except for the first one. That's what we're adding. V'avakulam tani, but it said all of them. V'avakulan hanizakin, meaning all of the damagees, all of the victims. The first guy's not a victim, he's just a damager. So hi, my, let's examine it. Iyamar pishlam afilu rishon, if you want to say even the rishon is patur finiz kemamon, hanizakin kulan, that's why it says all of them. Iyamar levad mi rishon, but if you want to say everybody except for the first guy, so my kulan, why did it say kulan? Litni hanizakin. Your answer that kulan meaning all of the nizakin, so let it say all of the damaged ones. Ela amar, so now we have to go back to our original statement of Rava on the previous Amud and revisit it. Ela amar Rava, Rishon Chayav Beminizke Gufo, Desheni, Beminizke Mamono Desheni. So now we're going to read it differently, saying the first guy is liable for any damage done to the body of the second guy or the wares of the second guy. Vesheni, Chayav, Benizke Shlishi, Benizke Gufo, the second guy is liable for what happens to the third guy, only Benizke Gufo, but not Benizke Mamono, meaning not what happens to the third guy's wares. My Tama, Tavile Bor, because the second guy has fallen, he's like a boar. Matsinu Bor, Shachayiv B'chayiv Bota Kelim, and you never find a Chayiv Kelim a boar. So, time out. Hanechel Shmuel Damar Kol Takala Borhu. Remember Shmuel, we've already seen at the beginning of our parak holds that every kind of damage left out there, anything left out that causes damage is a bor. Al Rav Damar Yafkare In Ilolo, but Rav says, of course, only if your mafkare is a bor. And we're talking about the guy's body, he's not mafkare's own body. It's Ma'ikul Meimar. So, the Olam Kedamar Mikar, we have to go back to our first interpretation. That means Nizke Gufo, Nizke Mamona doesn't mean damage done to the body or to the wares, but rather by the body or by the wares. And your only challenge from that was the bright that said Kulan Chayavin. He explained that means she's Ku Kule Kalim Bekalim. That's talking when Kalim bumped into Kalim. Then they're all exempt. Right? Amar Mar, Imachmat Rishon. So, and that explains it. So we go back to our original understanding of Rava, that the first guy is Chayv Benizke Gufo, meaning when his body does damage, and Nizke Mamono when his Kelim do damage. The second guy is not Chayv Benizke Kelim, because he's onus in that, but Nizke Gufo is Chayv for it. So Amar Mar, Im Machmat Rishon Naflu Rishon Chayv Benizke Kulam, in that bright that said if they all fell because of the first guy, then the first guy is liable for all damages. Machmat Rishon Echi Nafil. So let's see, how did the first guy fall? Where did he fall? Papa Mar de Pascal Orche Kishaldo. What happened is the first guy fell down in such a way that he blocked the entire road. That's why they could all fall down because of him. So it's like the second guy, the third guy, the fourth guy, they all fell over the same body. Vida Mar Kachutra de Samyuta. He said like a whip or like a blind man's stick. In other words, it's something that stretches across the entire width of the street, and that's why they all fell because of the first guy. So that's the scenario, as opposed to the first guy fell, and the second guy fell on him, and the third guy fell on him, sort of like dominoes. Okay, we'll stop at this point. We'll pick up at the next Mishnah and the next podcast. In the meantime, everyone should have a wonderful day.